So there's that piece. I've got Carlin on the line as well from the UVB if you have questions specifically for that. But we're really trying to stay out of managing what the cruise line industry really needs to manage on their own, and that's their schedules and the CDC guidelines and all those things. The other piece, it's kind of a nice little surprise for us, we received yesterday and through Diane Bloomer today, Department of Transportation put out a notification that the Tustamina is on the schedule for monthly calls May through September, so once a month. That's in the proposed governor's budget. It has not, by any means, made it all the way through the process. So that could still, we could still lose that, but we, many of the local community members testified in September, October timeframe regarding the need for that, and you know, as we followed through that, it did not look like it was going to make the governor's proposed budget. But it did, and it has a lot of maneuvering before we guarantee we have vessel calls. But there is a public comment period open until February 7th, and I would encourage, you know, local community members to comment on that. The council might want to put a collective voice forward. But this is a really significant marine transportation piece for the Aleutians, but also specifically for Unalaska Dutch Harbor. We position a lot of employees here this way. We move certain goods and services in this way during the settlements for construction. So it's an important piece of transportation for us. We will also have to make sure that we are addressing with the Alaska Marine Highway System how passengers are able to move about on Alaska Dutch Harbor. So that's just, it's on the way. And that first one will be the second week of May. All is scheduled. That's all I have. Just looking for a recommendation to, or proposing a recommendation that you include a line that the cruise ship and give them something to look to in terms of how they manage.
And I guess my first question, I guess, would be the cruise ships. Right now, you said you've got 60 in schedule. When's the first one scheduled?
It's in June. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but it's not until June.
So we've got 4 months to come up with a mandate to cover those vessels, and also about the same time for a month or so earlier with the ferry.
I would really strongly encourage council to take a look at and consider putting that in their mandate sooner than later, because these cruise lines are already booking those passages. So.
Okay, I'll go through the council. I'm just trying to set a timeline because I know the urgency of getting that information. So we can't wait till they both to drum up some ideas. So I'll start off with Councilman Bell.
I guess what I'd be looking at, and I think a good timeline would be to have something to look at by next council meeting. These ships are gonna start canceling before too awfully long if, you know, they don't have some kind of idea what they're gonna encounter when they get here. As far as what those what the conditions may be or not be. I guess that would be probably require a little research. I know in different areas of the world, you know, some of these cruise companies have tried to start up and do cruises, and so there should be some kind of, you know, at least small amount of data out there that might lead us in the direction that we need to go. That would be most beneficial for this community. So that's my two cents on that. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is kind of hard. You know, if they travel from one port to the other port less than 14 days, if our mandate is still on the 14-day quarantine, that's going to be a hard one for us to entertain them. So, hopefully something will change by June, but hopefully we can schedule them and figure out something that we can put into our mandate that will kind of get them in here. But I guess we can discuss it a little further for the next meeting. I'm more worried about the mandates that we have. Unless it changes, it's pretty hard for them to make it. If they don't spend 14 days on water from one port to the other, it's hard for us to get them out, to let them out, get out on board in their outboard. So but I'm willing to have them in there on our mandate, whatever works. Hopefully the state will come up with something. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. Again, echo the comments of Mr. Bell. Let's have this ready for some language ready for the meeting in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Next, got Councilman Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, Peggy, you said that the Canadian ports are shut down. Is that something that the Canadian government did?
Yes.
Okay. And so would that be the same issue here, that our federal government would have to shut our port?
No, I think what it is it's kind of like their border control. So they don't want U.S. cruise ship tourism crossing in and contaminating Canada. So, but many of our cruise ships go through Canadian waters and Canadian ports as part of their routing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think your suggestion to put this in our mandate is good, and I think we should, as everybody said, that's a good plan. But I'm just wondering, what if a cruise ship decides to come anyway, and they pull up and they get fuel and they get groceries, and then people start kind of trickling off the boat, and then do we run around and gather them up, or...
So yeah, we of course that's a great question, because I think it's important that we address that. The cruise ships are what drive a big portion of our facility security plan and operation. They are absolutely mandated to have local security presence on the dock, whether they're having tourists come off or not. So to Councilmember Tungle's concern, the idea, I believe, that we can put some language in our mandates that gives them a reference point, and those mandates evolve as we evolve with how we were responding to the pandemic. So if things lighten up and we aren't requiring a 14-day quarantine anymore, if you're vaccinated, as an example, that might apply. But we will be able to put processes and procedures in place. My guess is this twist the responsibility back onto the cruise ship operators for them to say, to look at our mandate and say, well, we're not going to be able to let our passengers off there because we can't guarantee that they have met these requirements. So either we're going to, come in and spin around the harbor and take a look at, the mountains, or we're going to go into the dock and we're going to grab some fuel and we'll then go spin around the harbor. We're not going to let anybody off, or they'll choose to bypass. And that will be, that gives them some flexibility as they're booking that to say, look, this is a protocol we would like to go to, but we are not sure that under, COVID, we're going to be allowed to let you off. And we will have those clear communications with them, and they have to go through all of the declaration of securities with passengers and rules and all that kind of stuff before they come in. So I have a great deal of confidence if we get to that point, we have a vessel coming in that we're not allowing passengers off, that will be very controlled.
Just to follow up, so our mandates say that you can go out and about to get fresh air. So what if they all just want to go and get fresh air? That would meet our mandate. And it's a difficult thing to say, well, yeah, who's going to police them to say, you can't go to businesses, all you can do is walk around and enjoy our scenery. Then it becomes, starts sure. Getting into the weeds a little bit.
It does, and I think we can craft the language and the mandates that addresses some things that are specific to cruise ships. Really, the goal is to give the cruise so that they can make good decisions for their operations.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next up, Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. Was Ms. Enloe on the line here?
I believe she is.
Yes, can you hear me? I can, thank you. So I was wondering, how is your outreach with other ports of call in Alaska, and how are cruise ships in dealing with those ports? Or and maybe Ms. McLaughlin would be able to answer that, but I figured if you were reaching out to other cruise ships and their ports of calls, how maybe they're being dealt with in other areas.
We've just barely started reaching out to their ports individually. We've mostly been following along with what CLIA and even ATIA have been recommending. There's still quite a bit of uncertainty, it seems like, between federal, like CDC guidelines and protocols that the cruise ships have to adhere to. And then the Canadian port closures and whatnot, it's kind of weeding out a lot of cruise ships. So, and then you have bigger cruise lines like Princess and Holland America, and I think Norwegian have decided not to sail for a large part of the season. So there's, it's changing daily. I'm getting updates from my cruise ship coordinator daily about changes to our schedule and what's going on federally and statewide. So, we can kind of keep like a rolling update of stuff that we get weekly, or we can reach out to other ports and see what's going on. Of course, it's going to be a lot different, you know, what we do here versus what they're going to do in Juneau, because we've never entertained 1.5 million cruise ship passengers. But we can still talk to CLIA and talk to individual ports throughout the state to see where they're heading in terms of accommodating or turning away cruise ships.
That would be interesting to hear. And the sailings that are starting in June, are those Trans-Pacific ones coming over from Japan? So are these are they the smaller ones?
Okay. Sorry, I'm learning this whole unmute thing. So I'm looking at our schedule, and we have the first, there was one in late April that's canceled, two in May that is canceled, one in June that is canceled. So the first one that's still on the schedule tentatively is National Geographic, which is a 100-passenger ship. It's scheduled for June 25th. And I am not 100% sure where that one is coming from. I can find out and get back to you guys. Or I can.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate the input.
Sorry, my ship got back. It's all coming from within the state of Alaska.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. I don't have anything further.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Everyone had an opportunity to speak on the issue regarding the cruise ship season. And it sounds like the recommendations that you're looking for, the manager is looking for, is to we could move forward to get a mandate on cruise ships and a mandate separately on ferries at some point soon. And so knowing that, we'll probably get a directive, I'm sure. So I'll move on to public comments. Any persons in the chamber speak to this question on 2021 cruise ships. City Clerk, did we get any, provided any written comments?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Did anyone participating by telephone or Zoom sign up to provide a comment?
Yes, sir. Shirley Marquardt from Zoom said to check with Southeast Alaska communities to see what they're planning for the cruise season.
Okay, that's a good message to CBD and folks, I guess, and us. See where we're going with it. But, of course, they've got twice the traffic we get out here, so they're pretty busy.
And it's always a good marker, though, because they really do set a good template for how to manage those operations. I can tell you that last week we had a Board of Marine Pilots meeting, and Sybils did a presentation on what was going on with the cruise line industry, and they are fumbling. They're fumbling for schedules. They're fumbling for meeting the requirements. And it's really up in the air whether Southeast is going to actually have much of a season at all. So everybody's kind of in a similar boat, but it certainly will be my contact within the ports industry in Southeast to see what's on their plate and what they're working through with their local assembly.
In our meeting this afternoon with the Council of Alaska Mayors, 26 mayors were on, and I think there were six in Southeast, and there was very dismal outlook for them in regards to cruise ships. So, but that's not, you know, not saying we can get more information on how they manage whatever they do get. So,
agreed.
Good option. All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Peggy, and for that information. Next. Need a motion to go back to, do we need a motion to go back to regular agenda?
Yes.
Need a motion and a second, please. To go back to regular agenda.
Move to go back to the regular.
Can we take a quick break, Mr. Mayor?
Moved by Councilman Gregory, seconded by?
Second.
Councilman Bell. Somebody's crying for a break and we haven't even got started yet. So I'll take a 10-minute break, if that's okay. Without objection, we'll take a break. Thank you, Councilman Dungle. We're on break.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get started here in about 30 seconds. Get everybody back on the phone. I'll call back out of break there. And we're on item number 12, the regular agenda. First item on the regular agenda is a second reading of Ordinance 2021-01, creating a budget amendment number 4 to the fiscal year 2021 budget, appropriating $25,000 for facilities maintenance in the ports fund, $97,000 for professional services in the electric fund, $57,187 for fire department equipment in the general fund, and $122,280 for the tsunami siren upgrade capital project, and recognizing $122,280 of state capital grant revenue. And a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 2021-01.
Move to adopt Ordinance 2020-01.
Moved by Councilman Gregory. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Bell. I have a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Yes. Councilmember Tungle?
All right. Next is the council's. We'll have the city manager give us an update on this ordinance, please.
Sure. This is the second time council has seen this item, and staff recommends approval. There has been no changes since the first time you saw it.
Okay. Thank you. I'll have council discussion at this time, and I'll call Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I don't have any input on this. I will support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I'll ask Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support the ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell.
I am also in support of the ordinance.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Tungle.
I'll be in support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Next up, Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. I don't have any comments, questions.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Next is a public comment. City Clerk, did anyone sign up to speak to this ordinance?
No, sir.
Anyone in the chambers? This time, further discussion, I'll request a roll call vote on Ordinance 2021-01, second reading.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On the roll call vote of 5-0, motion to approve Ordinance 2021-01 is approved on the second reading. Next item is 12B. Ordinance 2021-03, second reading, amending the Unalaska Municipal Code Title 18. I have a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 2021-03.
Move to adopt Ordinance 103.
Moved by Councilman Gregory. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Bell. The next item is the discussion by the council, and I'll call Councilman Bell.
I think last time we got any minor questions answered, and I will be in support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Councilman Bell. Next, I've got Councilman Tungo.
Yep, I'll be in support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Next, Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. Did we have anything from the city manager or port director?
Staff is still recommending approval. No changes have been made.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing, and I'll support it.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I've got Councilman Gregory.
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, Councilman Fulman.
Yes, thank you. I think it's been stated before, but it's a previous meeting, but it's good to see these codes get, brush the dust off of them and review them every once in a while, so appreciate that effort. And I have no further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman, and I too will say it's these ordinances have been pretty old and bringing them up to date, and good job on those, Peggy. Thank you for work on those. Next to the public comment, City Clerk, did anyone sign up to speak to this ordinance?
No, sir.
Thank you.